This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Day one of Radiothon, Brian. Now, people are listening on and online because our next guest is a star of Wentworth. And at the moment, Wentworth is going gangbusters overseas in the UK, in the US.
Almost there.
The season, I think, has just started in the UK, I think. We're coming up very soon, the new season. And in New Zealand and Europe. And she's a star of TV, stage. She's even a male celebrant.
Singer.
A singer.
She does trivia nights.
A big
She's
joy
a dialogue
welcome
coach.
To Sally Ann Upton. Hi, Sally Ann.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm here. I've arrived by ambulance.
Oh, of course you
yes.
do.
Yes, I've got a few injuries after last week.
Now, darling, you've just come from an audition. You
yes.
can't speak about it, but how did it go? Did you nail it? Very well.
I was American.
Good.
You know, it's American, so I had to learn an American dialect.
We're from the South.
No, south. No, we can't go south. Australians go south really easily. No, my dialect coach will be watching. Will be listening, and she did a great job for me. Beautiful Sarah. So yes, I went in and I felt very empowered. So we never know. See how
well,
we go.
Well, fingers crossed for that one. Is it a TV film? You can't say.
I can't say. My juicy Lucy lips are sealed.
Oh,
okay. Enough
now,
said.
You are also a male celebrant.
Yes.
Now, at the moment, it's been in the news all over the place with Ireland passing marriage equality. New Zealand, where I come from, had got it like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and we're like, what's going on here?
We're still waiting for. Now, as a celebrant, what can you do to get the ball rolling? Can you
do your star power,
a bit of juicy Lucy going on?
When we do our OPD days every year, this comes up a lot, and it's split because you've got people that come from a traditional background on it and stuff like that, but like what it is in the media at the moment and what people are thinking, it is not a religious issue.
No.
And I'm absolutely flabbergasted why you all haven't got together and done a bit of a class action, really, because I find it interesting that you can be seen as a couple on every other aspect of your lives, but when it comes to marriage, you can't. Like, you're equally a partnership for your tax, if you want to go to Centrelink.
Mm.
They treat you as a couple on everything, including your death, with the funerals and wills and stuff.
Mm.
Yet you can't marry. There's a discrepancy there.
It doesn't make sense, is it?
It does not make sense, and also it's discrimination.
Exactly right.
But I can do commitment ceremonies, which I've done, which are wonderful. But I'm really looking forward to the day that we can share that with everybody in the community, as it should be. It shouldn't be a religious issue. It should be definitely everybody is entitled to their own rights and their own opinion about it.
Sally, I must say, being in Melbourne and being on Joy, we're Australia's only LGBTI radio station in Australia, and our 21st year this year.
Mm,
and
fabulous.
I'm very proud of the fact that we have a station like this in Australia and supporting the community in Melbourne, but also all over the country and our brothers and sisters overseas as well. It's so cool having a station in Melbourne, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And what it is everybody knows about it. That's what I like about it. They all know about Joy FM, you know. And just imagine if Juicy Lucy could marry you.
I know.
Tell me something.
Have you
actually had any strange celebrant requests? Because you're specialising in Fijian weddings. Tell us about that.
No, I put that on the website because a lot of people want to get married in Fiji, but they don't know how to and all of that.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to help marry Marina Pryor over in Fiji on Castaway Island. Of course, I couldn't do the official documentation, and there's certain official words in Fiji that we got passed aside to do. But the rest of it I did, and it was absolutely magnificent. And because I go to Fiji a lot, because I'm connected to Fiji, me and Colin Hewitt share that love of Fiji, and so I was able to do that. So, and also to have a wedding in Fiji is just fabulous. The way they do it is just sensational.
Our special guest this morning is Saffron Wentworth from Stage and Screen. She's a marriage celebrant. She's a singer. She does everything. Sally Ann Upton, more of her next on Joy. But we were supposed to speak to the winner of Eurovision this morning, the hunky guy from Sweden, Måns
Zelmer.
He stood us up, doll.
Oh, get out.
Bloody Swedes. Anyway.
and honestly, I loved Eurovision, but where's the daggy costumes? And
I know.
I thought the big lady singing that song was fantastic, and she dared to go near the wind machine. It was fabulous. I thought she was going to take off. I went, yes, we're in Eurovision. This is brilliant. She's going to win it.
We're going to go right back to back in the day, bit of ABBA.
You remember that?
Bit of Waterloo.
Yes. Bit of Swedish love on Joy 94.9.
Our special guest this morning in studio is just an actor. She is a singer. She is a marriage celebrant. Stav Wentworth, Sally Ann Upton. Lovely having you in studio, doll.
Now, I love being here.
We chatted before about your marriage celebrant work. You also do a bit of cabaret, a bit of singing, and you've got a show. Well, Colette Hewitt's got a show coming up. She was in the Joy Studios last week with David and Sue. And tell us about the new project that she's involved with, because you're in the video, is that right?
No, I wasn't in the video.
Why not?
I was invited to do the video, but I was working on set, and I actually couldn't make it for it, and I wasn't going to hold up their video production for me. And as it stands, it's powerful. Anybody that's seen it, it's incredibly powerful.
So what's the song about, first of all?
Well, her album is Black and White.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Colleen, we haven't heard a new album from her for quite a while. And she was our Queen of Pop twice, and she's been in our lives for many, many years, and she's finally done this fabulous album. It is so different to all her other albums. It's very bluesy, and I followed her career right from the beginning. Like, I used to watch Colleen on Countdown, and then I'd go into my bathroom, I'd put on my little red cassette player, I'd lock the doors, I'd wet the floor, I'd start on the shower, I would do United We Stand, Divided Before, you know, and then I'd be ice skating across, and I'd make it to the toilet in enough time to flush it. And then that was the applause, and I was doing my Colleen Hewitt. And then years and years later, I was fortunate enough to meet Colleen at a workshop, and I walked in, and there's Deborah Lee Furness and all these people, and I was sort of starstruck, which I don't usually get. And then the only seat was next to Colleen Hewitt, and we started talking, laughed, and we've been friends ever since. So to now be with Colleen and watch her, I've never heard her sing so well. I mean, so she's an amazing singer right through, but this is Colleen really sold. She's in a great place. And with all that's going on in the media with domestic violence, and Let Me Breathe was written for her, and she really fought to keep it on the album, and it's come at a great time. I mean, 37 women we have lost in Australia alone that we know of this year, and there was another girl just this morning in Northcote shot.
That's disgusting.
And look, there are a percentage of men that are caught up in domestic violence from women, but predominantly it is women. Colleen is a survivor of that. I had a boyfriend once that was abusive to me, like physically abusive to me. So we've all been touched by this. So Stop and Let Me Breathe is a really powerful song, and it is going to be the anthem for Rotary. Have come on board with it.
Fantastic.
And Danny, her manager, has been a huge supporter through it. And the other thing is there's some great numbers, which we're going to hear one of them on there. It's also about her blood and her grandfather, and there's a beautiful song called Starlight. Her son has written a couple of songs. Heading Down the Highway is one of my favourites, as well as Let Me Breathe.
We're going to play.
Which from, we are going to play.
From the new album.
And then Colleen hopes to go on tour, and she has asked me to be her MC, and I will be MCing, but as a very different character, and that's going to stay a surprise until the tour, and I just feel really, really honoured to be a part of it.
Okay, oh, we won't say anything else then.
Let's play Colleen Hewitt. This is from her new album, Black and White.
Black and White.
And it's called
Heading Down the Highway.
Heading Down the Highway. It is brand new for Colleen Hewitt. Welcome back. I love this track. Give us a bit of joy.
An amazing artist. Colleen Hewitt on Joy 94.9. Hey, this is Mike.
This is Phil.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Toby.
We're Human Nature.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9. Become a Joy member this radiothon. Call 1-300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Friday morning show. Brian Peel, your host with Leo and our very, very special guest, Sally Ann Upton. Now, Sally's been chatting about her connection there with Colleen Hewitt and the cabaret.
And the marriage celebrant
And the
thing.
Marriage celebrant. But let's not forget her amazing role, her character, Lucy Gambaro, as Juice.
On Wentworth.
On Wentworth. What an amazing acting career you've had, Sally. Good Guys, Bad Guys, I loved that series. Blue Heelers, The Librarian, Stingers, Bogan Pride, and, of course, Wentworth. Now, Wentworth went on to win the Most Outstanding Drama Series Award at the TV Week, Logie Awards, and Danielle Cormack, B. Smith, won the Most Outstanding Actress. It looks like an extremely hard working schedule, what a day's like on the set from start to finish, but also on one of the most recent episodes, good old Juicy Lucy copped an absolute hiding in the showers.
Shocking. She's so misunderstood.
How is she recovering from that? Take us through.
Yeah, well, I'm still recovering. As I said, I came via ambulance. The ambulance was sent actually from a Twitter fan from Canada. She actually sent me a picture of a Canadian ambulance and said it will be on its way. It will arrive in 2 days, which I thought was hysterical. Yeah, look, getting a role on Wentworth is a joy for many reasons because, A, it's an incredibly wonderful show on all accounts with the scripts, the way it's shot. We have an incredible – the beautiful thing about it is we're all under the same roof, which is really unusual. Usually your production office is somewhere in Melbourne and then you're shooting it somewhere. But we were out at Clayton. They're actually moving – they're trying to find another premises because it's been sold. So it was all under the same roof. So we're all working together. So that had an enormous energy. And then you've got really great scripts on top of this fabulous crew that's set up for the day. And then you walk in and you're surrounded by really great actors. And let's face it, it's not very often as a performer you'll get given – a role like this where you can just be politically incorrect. And Juicy Lucy, like stuff that's coming up, there's some scenes where I actually had to say to the extras, look, I'm going to go off here and I just want to apologise ahead of time. And they were really great about it. And then they started feeding me lines that I could say, because the beautiful thing is you can ad lib a lot of the time, yeah, sometimes in it, because you have these wonderful directors that are – it's a really intense environment in the sense of what we're doing, but everybody is really – they come to the party on the day, you know. Mm. And when you've got a crew that works so much for you to get it looking right and stuff, you've got to walk in and you've got to hit your mark and you've got to do it right, you know. And Juicy Lucy, I think, is a great character because she doesn't have an alliance with anybody. She's got her own little gang of boys that she calls them. And she can flop in and out. So I'm really hoping Juicy Lucy continues on into season four, all being well.
Because, Sally Ann, I mean, we had a few weeks ago, we had Sharina and Katrina in, who played Boomer and Doreen.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Heaps and heaps of fun.
Yeah.
And Whitworth has been so popular with the gay and lesbian community, especially, because there's so many... I mean, the cast, it's primetime TV, and Fox have done an amazing job with the show. Internationally, it's going all over the place. But I guess having those strong women on primetime TV, you've got, you know, you've got lesbians, you've got some, you've got different dynamics happening. It's bloody fantastic.
It covers all bases.
And it doesn't stay too long on one topic. It moves along.
Yeah.
And look, tip my hat to Foxtel for backing Australian drama.
Yeah,
I agree.
And really,
absolutely.
Seriously,
yes.
Seriously. And I'm sorry, it's not, you know, it's not blowing smoke up the proverbial. Mm. It is true. They are backing us. It's huge in Australia. 2.4 million watch it alone in Britain each episode, and it's just growing. We're now opening up in – it's just going through the roof, and it is great Aussie drama, and it's about women, and not usually do you get support of a women's show like that. So it's hitting it on all angles, you know, and there we are in it, and I can't believe it. Sometimes I go to work and people say, oh, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the makeup chair. I am a bust.
You're firing on all cylinders, Sally.
Oh, look, it's not very often you get a role like this, so I savour it and I honour it.
Can you stick around for a bit longer?
Oh, yeah.
Is that cool? We're going to play a bit of the brand new one for Taylor Swift. This is called Bad Blood, which is quite appropriate with Wentworth, because sometimes there is a bit of boof happening.
Bit of boof?
Yeah, a bit of boof.
Biffo. This woman knows all about Biffo.
Yeah. And
good old Juicy Lucy.
When we come back, we might...
No show without punches.
We might get you to do a bit of Lucy. Afterwards, though.
Stick around.
It's more with this lovely lady coming up next on Joy 94.9. Here's a bit of...
bit of Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift on Joy.
G'day, this is Casey Donovan. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station, This Radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au and do it now.
Joy 94.9, the gorgeous Casey Donovan there. Love her. It's day one of our radiothon with myself, Leo, and my special guest co-host, Brian.
Good morning, everyone.
Now,
nearly lunchtime.
It's been such a fun morning, Brian. We've had the lovely Paulini call through. We've had Will Young on the phone. We've now got a star from Wentworth. Her name is Sally Ann Upton. She plays Juicy Lucy. Now, you've had some amazing storylines over the last few weeks.
Epic lines, Sally.
Epic lines.
I want you to go in character and just do us a couple of Lucy lines for us. Can you
do that? God.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
It can be about anybody you like.
We're going to do something like a bit of a play thing happening.
Yeah.
So just imagine that Brian is Fletch, maybe.
Okay.
You're coming into the showers. You say something like, what's going on here or something, and then you go take over.
This is ad-lib.
This is live radio, people.
Right, yeah.
Anything can happen. So Brian is Fletch, and I'll be Doreen. All right. And the gorgeous Sally Ann is going to be here, character Juicy Lucy.
Oh, dear.
So I'll start, all right?
Right.
Mr. Fletcher, I need to go to the bathroom because my waters are breaking.
Doreen, not now. Gambaro, back to your cell.
Oh, hang on. I'll go get my strap on.
What's a strap on?
It's a dick. Where do you
put it?
Oh, dear.
That's enough from you two.
Fair suck of the save. Look, move along, otherwise Vera. Vinegar Tits gets it.
Vera, shift them back to the cell.
That was great. That was ad-lib live in Joy Studios. Now, yeah. Anne.
I don't know about Doreen being a bit... She went a bit New Zealand, don't you think?
She did.
Oh, it's
she
funny does. About that, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway.
I love Doreen like that.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Celine, this is our radiothon.
Yes.
We're raising funds for Australia's only LGBTI radio station. You know, and it's an amazing station, and we want members to sign up, become a member, support this amazing station, because we love what we do. So many volunteers are so passionate here about what we do, and it's amazing. And thank you so much for coming in this morning, by the way.
It is a pleasure, and I think it's really important people realise the amount of effort that goes into volunteering.
Mm.
I'm on the VABT, which is the Victorian Actors Benevolent Trust, and we're a committee of volunteers, so we know how much work people do and how much passion people have. Like, everybody, when I've walked in here today, it is joy. The minute you walk in, everybody's happy to see you. There's a copious amount of chocolates out there, which is absolutely outrageous.
It's like a confectionery.
Yeah, you might as well just
there.
Wipe it on your hips now, because that's where it's going to end up. But these people are here. And also, I think you should be very, very proud of what you've done, because it is 21 years. And I remember when it first started, and you're still going, and you support everybody in the community, your own community, other communities you support, especially the arts. And the arts and the soul of any country depends on how its arts are treated. You know, it's very much so. So, and this is an art within itself.
Yeah.
So I really want everybody to get on board. Say, come on, you bitches, get with my boys. And sign up on joy.org.au. Or you can phone 1300 569 949. Hurry up, otherwise I'll get my strap on.
That was absolutely gold, right? And you can only hear that on Joy 94.9. Now, look, I've just got... This is so live, Sally Ann.
Yeah, I've just spotted
a dog come in. Kevin from Pitsville.
Oh, look at the dog. Gorgeous. There's a beautiful black and white.
Hello, nice Rocket.
Hello. Hello, Rocket Poppet. And no, he's got a Lucy Gambaro little scarf on in the teal.
Say g'day to Juicy Lucy.
Hello, darling.
We'll have to put a photo up on our Joy Facebook page for sure.
God.
Absolutely.
He's top
gorgeous dog.
Oh. He's top dog.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. Of course, Pets the Loud are coming up after news headlines at 12 with Kevin and the gang, and Sprocket as live
it
in
is
studio.
All happening here on Friday morning.
Sally Ann Upton, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Thanks, Leo, and thanks, Brian.
And for your time. And
No, anytime. Anytime I can do anything for Joy, I will be happy to do so.
Oh.
And I just want to say too, and this is just a nod, we've lost two very important people in our community, Bob Hornery, who passed away, and Bob was a terrific actor and a real supporter of everybody. Like, you can't, you name anybody in the industry, even young people, who'd say, I went and saw a beautiful young man at the Carlton Courthouse the other night. Like, he was a real supporter, big supporter of MTC, where Pamela Rabe, who plays the Freak, comes from.
Oh, yes, we love a bit of MTC.
And Bob Hornery's funeral is on at the Sumner Theatre this Sunday at 11 a.m. And also, we lost John Pinder this week, who started The Last Laugh.
Mm.
He started the comedy festival. He supported many, many comedians, me included, when we first went to The Last Laugh. So I want to tip my hat to them, and I tip my hat to all of you, and thank you very much. And don't forget, become a member.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Sally Ann Upton.
And if anyone else wants to check out Sally and her character, make sure you tune into Wentworth Tuesday night.
Only four eps to go, and let me tell you, it's cranking up.
Oh, I can't.
I know what happens, but I'm not going to tell you.
That's Wentworth Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Foxtel. And now, it's been such a cool morning, and I'm smiling. And this is a brand new track, first time on Joy. We got it just last night. It's brand new for Dami M, and she won X Factor a couple of years ago.
Yeah, just a couple of years ago.
And she actually came into Joy the week she actually won, and she was just such a sweetheart. Lovely, lovely girl. This is her brand new single, first time on Joy. It is called Smile,
which is what
Smile.
We're doing plenty of this morning on your radio.
Become a member, sign up 1-300-JOY-949 on air.
Let's go. A few more memberships, 10 more minutes to go
Joy
for
to
us to
all
out
day
of here.
You.
We want your memberships.
Here's Damien, brand new, Smile and Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.